Hey guys, and welcome to the Transformation Mindset Podcast. I am your mindset coach, Lucy, and this podcast is to advise you on my best mindset motivational tips, guide you into a growth mindset, and share with you any of the best tips I can find in optimizing your mental and physical health. Enjoy this episode, guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. It is a road trip podcast, which in my opinion are always my best. I've got plenty of time to think, listen, learn, and re-educate whilst I'm on my long road trips. So I decided to hop on today and come at you with another fantastic little episode, little potty nug for your day and for your week. I hope you're all well. Before we dive into today's episode, of course, as always, if you could take 2 seconds to just like, give a little rating, give a little review, share this podcast onto your platforms. You have no idea how much it helps a little podcast grow and get into the ears of those who need to hear it. And as always, I am super grateful for each and every single one of you listeners and reaching out and, you know, taking the tips, taking the tricks each and every time I pop up a podcast. I can't believe how long it's been since I've set this podcast up. So the fact that you guys are still here with me, it means the world. So yeah, if you guys could just take 2 seconds to give a little like, a little rating, little review from whichever platform that you're using, I would be truly, truly grateful. However, let's roll into today's episode. So today's episode, we are going to chat about the fact that this is your second chance. So why am I saying that this is your second chance? You're probably there sitting there thinking, what on earth are you talking about, Lucy? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, there's a high possibility it's because you are trying to achieve a particular goal in your life, or you're trying to change your lifestyle or change your identity, whichever it is, you're trying to go through some form of transformation. And the reality is, for me, for example, this last year, I turned 30, the big 30 and thriving, as they like to say. However, I dwelled and procrastinated for a good couple of months when I turned 30 because I was so disappointed that I hadn't done as much as I wanted to by the time I reached 30. And I was giving myself such a hard time that it led me to procrastinate and feel a bit sorry for myself for a couple of months. And before I knew it, like I said, a couple of months have passed and I'm still no closer to where I wanted to be. And I'm no younger. I'm only going to be getting older day by day. So this is why I wanted to do this episode on the fact that this is your second chance. Because if you are someone who you're sitting thinking the goal you've wanted to achieve still hasn't happened, and you know, you wished you'd done it 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because other people have done what you were going to do and they're already thriving, and you're sat there feeling sorry for yourself because it's still not happened and it's never going to happen. Well, guess what? There's a quote that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is to plant it now. So this is your reminder. This is your sign, if you like, that if you want to make a change, this is your second chance. The fact that you've brought awareness to this podcast, this episode, to me, during this time of my life when I've decided to do this podcast, is because you needed to hear it. You needed that little kick up the ass to say, right, okay, this is when we're going to do it, because you're not getting any younger. You're not, no matter how much you wish you could, you cannot go back a year or five to tell yourself to make that decision to start putting in the work so that you could benefit from it now. All you can do is make the decision to put the actions into play, set up your day-to-day, your structure, your routines, whatever it is that you need to be doing. Maybe reaching out to someone to give you that accountability. Maybe you need to get yourself a coach. Maybe you need to get yourself a mentor. Maybe you need to set yourself up a budget plan. Whatever it is that you need to do to get to where you want to be, do not be sitting in the same position in 5 years' time wishing you'd taken the second chance. Because in the 5 years are going to pass regardless. These 5 years are going to pass whether you decide to take the second chance or not. So you can either, in 5 years' time, be 5 years ahead of where you're at now, having 5 years under your belt, having doing the things that you've decided that you know you want to be doing and what aligns with your values, Or you can be 5 years down the line and still be in the same position as you are now. The 5 years are going to pass anyway. So it's up to you what you choose to do with it. You can go back the way and make that decision, but you can make the decision to do it right now. I know that that's what I've decided to do. I'm not letting any more of my time get stuck on regrets, on procrastination, on the fact that I wished by the time I was 30 I had achieved these three things or whatever it is it may be. It hasn't happened. But that's okay. I've got the second opportunity to do it right now, and that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. No longer fitting the mold for other people, but starting to make my own. And there's a reason you've got this second chance. There's a reason that you are now the person capable. You maybe weren't the person capable of following through before. In fact, if you were the person capable of following through, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So this is your sign. This is your sign to go away and to actually make that second chance of fulfillment for you. Because the thing is, if you were to have a conversation with your child, or maybe it's a younger sibling, maybe it's a close friend. I've had these conversations with close friends of mine that, you know, that they're miserable. They're absolutely miserable. And I've had this conversation on the podcast before in regards to balance. And I see it quite a lot. I see it quite a lot that, you know, we always, the biggest part of this is comparison. You lose track of what it is that you want to do and the steps that you need to take because you start to compare yourself to the other people who are already successful in the areas you want to be in. And there are two sides to that coin. There's the comparison side and there's the judgmental side. And you then start to judge people or judge yourself because of said comparison. So this is where, if you are comparing yourself, you have not aligned yourself with your values. You need to pay close attention to what it is that you are getting the most discomfort from that is bringing you to this episode. So the areas that you have said that you want to change, you need to change because they make you feel miserable. Maybe it's, you know, the relationship you've got with your body. Maybe it's the relationship you've got with money. Maybe it's the relationship you've got with other relationships. Maybe it's the relationship you've got with business or your career that you're in. It's all of these things, whichever brings the most pain, whichever one that I have just said, and you're like, oh yeah, that's me. I don't like the way that I look. I hate the way I feel in my body. It's not the way I want to look. Or I can't even think about looking at my bank account. I hate looking at my bank account. I hate talking about money. I hate planning for budgeting because I'm not good at it. Or the relationships. I can't deal with relationships. Don't trust anyone. Don't want to bring anyone into my circle because they're just going to let me down. Whichever area, could even be your business, whichever area brings you discomfort and you're sitting cringing there thinking about it or thinking, yep, that sounds a lot like me, then this is your second chance. This is your second chance to make these areas better. Because if you're sitting there thinking, oh, well, I plod along anyway, you know, my life is somewhat balanced. I prefer the ease and the comfort of having a balanced lifestyle, despite the fact I'm miserable, rather than working hard, apologies, going through the hard work to make it better. Well, guess what? It can either be hard now and easy later, or easy now and hard later. You can either be having the hard, painful conversations with yourself in 5 years' time, or it can be a little bit uncomfortable and hard now and much easier later because you're looking back, thanking yourself because you made the changes that you knew you needed to make for yourself to feel more fulfilled and more happy. So these are the areas you need to start looking at and saying to yourself, okay, within my life, it's my finances that really give me the most discomfort. I'm actually quite happy with my body. You know, I move, I'm regular. Like, I get out for my steps, do a bit of cardio. I go to the gym or I go to classes or, you know, I do a bit of whatever sport it is that you're interested in. And my relationships are pretty good. You know, I've got good friends. You know, like, there's areas that need work on, but as a whole, like, I'm pretty lucky with the relationships that I'm in. And in the career, like, I don't enjoy my job. I show up tick the box, pay the bills. Well, guess what? The two go hand in hand with your finances. So there's a high possibility if you do not enjoy your job, you're not going to bring it with passion. Therefore, you're never going to get a promotion. Therefore, you're never going to get better. You're never going to earn more from that job because you're giving the minimal to that job because you hate it. So there's particularly a real clear sign as to what you need to do. Or maybe it's because you feel like you don't have enough time. Well, guess what? If you start limiting the time in your relationships and limiting the time in your, like, your movement, and start giving a little bit more of your time just for a short period of time where your life's going to be out of balance for a while and you're going to be reprioritizing the areas that bring you the most discomfort, well, when it comes back to rebalancing your life, the level is now going to be up. Your balance is not going to be, you know, 5 levels down. You're going to be 10 levels up, because not only are the areas that you're already happy with still there, but the areas that you're not happy right now and the areas that you're uncomfortable in are going to be that much better. And in 5 years, as we said, you're going to look back and be so thankful for taking that time, taking the opportunity, to taking the second chance to get the life that you want. You're never going to look back with regret. You're not going to look back with doubt. You're going to look back with, that was difficult, that was hard, but I bloody well did it, and I'm so glad that I did. So do not miss out on the second chance. You're listening to this episode for a reason. You're listening to this podcast for a reason. You're in my life at this point for a reason. Go out, get it done. And I'm going to do exactly the same thing. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Please, like I said, share, like, love, share a little bit of review. Do whatever you need to do to get this podcast into the ears of others. And as always, I am truly, truly grateful. I will catch you in the next episode.